This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FDA is expected to approve Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine within a few days. It offers strong protection, say regulators. AP correspondent Ben Thomas on how soon we could see that new vaccine roll out.
White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients notes the company is expected to
deliver the full 100 million doses, which is required by contract by the end of June.
And he says the Biden administration is helping J&J with equipment and raw materials to boost production.
Yeah, I think they're in a better place now.
And if emergency use is approved,
we will waste no time getting this life-saving vaccine into the arms of Americans.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Where's your COVID-19 relief money? Republicans are solidly against President Biden's $1.9 trillion relief plan, and at the moment, it's hung up in Congress over the provision that would increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Democrats plan to push the package through the House on Friday. California has now lost more people to COVID-19 than any other state in the union. More than 50,000 people have died there. But the number of infections is dropping now, and California is easing more restrictions on businesses. Governor Gavin Newsom has vowed to reopen schools soon, despite opposition from teachers' unions. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she expects to be able to loosen more restrictions soon, too.
Our case numbers and public health metrics are trending in the right direction. I'm very pleased to see that and feeling very optimistic.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff says Tiger Woods' one-car crash was purely an accident, saying deputies saw no evidence he was impaired. He had to have surgery on his shattered right leg. President Biden's lifting a freeze on green cards issued by President Trump that lawyers said was blocking most legal immigration to the U.S. This is AP News. The U.S. Capitol's acting police chief says officers made some mistakes during the January 6th riot.
Yogananda Pittman's giving new details about the police response to the attack. In a statement submitted for a House hearing, she says officers did not properly lock down the Capitol complex once an order was given and did not understand when they were allowed to use deadly force. Her statement fills in crucial details as lawmakers investigate what went wrong. Pittman took over the force after Chief Stephen Sund resigned under pressure following the attack. Despite what she calls internal challenges, Pittman stressing officers acted heroically. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Beatle Paul McCartney's writing his memoir. It'll be released in November and will trace his life through song. The memoir will be called The Lyrics, 1956 to the present. McCartney is 78 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.